This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. It's just Joe today. I'm out at beautiful Studio B in Monroeville, where they basically built us our own palace here. Bob rejoins the fray on Monday. In the meantime, on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, we have ESPN senior writer Seth Wickersham, who is the author of a brand new book. And he's also a New York Times best-selling author, I might add. And the new book is called American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. Seth, I appreciate you joining me here today, sort of last second. So, yes, I really appreciate you taking the time. And I wanted to ask you right off the top here about the book, the most glamorous position in sports, also the most difficult, in my opinion. And so few play it at an elite level at any given time. It's really hard to find one of these guys. And after being spoiled for many years in Pittsburgh, we've been harshly reminded of that. We don't know where the next one's coming from. So my question is, besides the obvious, which is physical talent, and even sometimes you don't need an overabundance of that to be a great one. Look at Joe Montana and Tom Brady. What's the most important trait needed to become a great quarterback?
Hey, Joe. Yeah, it's great to talk to you again. Oh, my God. If I knew the answer to that, I would have flown my private plane to Pittsburgh and met you in studio and then flown back.
Well, I thought this is what the book was about, to find answers to these questions.
I'm trying to figure it out. I think that it comes down to two things. And I do think that I think that, like, we talk about how, oh, these guys can make all the throws, you know, whatever it might be during the draft process. And, like, they actually can't. And there's actually really only five guys a generation, maybe three, who can make all the throws. And when I say that, I don't mean in a preseason game or in a September game. I mean in late January when everyone is injured and you're hurting and the windows are smaller and the margins and the pressure, are so much more scrutinized. So I think that, like, there's just very few people who can do that. And even though we think that a lot of quarterbacks can, and then the intangibles make the difference, I actually think that it's rarer than that. And even Joe Montana and Tom Brady, even though they were wrapped up in bodies that didn't look very athletic, their arms were generational. And then the second thing I think, and this is really interesting, is that I think that you have to be willing to make everything about you. And I mean, I know that sounds kind of crazy, but like, there is so much pressure on quarterbacks nowadays, and so much intensity surrounding the position, and so many ways that that can warp you. I think you have to be willing to go to a place where you're willing to put yourself at the center of your own kind of ecosystem and shamelessly let everything revolve around you. You have to have the ego to make everything about you. And that is a really interesting thing. And I think it's also one of the reasons why when a lot of these guys retire, especially the greats, they struggle, because it's a trait that's essential for greatness as a quarterback, but it's uniquely ill-suited for life away from being a football player.
That makes sense. I mean, it just blows my mind that we've reached a place over the past many years, really, where, of course, the best athletes are going to be quarterbacks, and these people are groomed to be quarterbacks practically from the time they're zygotes, and they have quarterback camps, and they have these great offensive minds in college. And yet we're left with five of them or eight of them who can play the position at an elite level, like you said, especially when it matters. I guess one of the things that stood out, and I can't remember whether it was you or someone writing about the book that stood out, is the ability to process the game. And I think we've seen troubles with that in Pittsburgh with the likes of Kenny Pickett and Justin Fields. What does that mean, and how important is that?
Yeah, well, so one of the interesting things when you talk about quarterback evaluation is that we're evaluating it, them quarterbacks, from a college game that really doesn't resemble the NFL game. I mean, it's not the same thing, and it's because the dimensions are very different because of the hash marks. And so because of that, there have been a slew of really, really, really smart college coaches who have figured out ways to create huge amounts of space for college quarterbacks to throw and put up huge statistics and, you know, have great college careers, but it has no predictive value whatsoever. You almost have to discount statistics. And in the NFL, a game that is primarily played in the middle of the field, college is mostly played on the outside, you know, you have to be able to react a half a second to, you know, 25% of a second faster than you do in college. And a lot of factors go into that, and not everyone can do it. And so when we talk about processing speed, they often talk about it like, you know, is this guy smarter than that guy? That's not it. It's about reacting. It's about seeing and reacting. Like, there's a reason why people like Dan Marino and John Elway never became coaches, because remember, Magic Johnson would talk about this, where like the things that came natural to him that he could just do,
yeah,
other people couldn't. And he got so frustrated with doing that, with seeing it. And so I think that like Dan Marino doesn't know, well, at least now he's in the 60s, but for most of his adult life, he has not known a day where he can't throw a football where he wants, whenever he wants. And that simply doesn't exist for everybody. And having the ability to just see an opening and react to it and make it that easy is very, very rare.
Seth Wickersham, ESPN senior writer, and his new book is American Kings, a biography.
I want to go back to really quick.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing you mentioned the youth circuit. I mean, I go really big into that youth circuit, and it's fascinating because it's a multi-million dollar, you know, business. You know, the business of developing young quarterbacks, and you see them on Instagram where you see these guys, oh, the next Tom Brady, he's 13 years old. I mean, that is so dangerous,
right?
And so unfair to the kid, because, I mean, A, that's just wrong to do to anybody, but B, that discounts everything that made Tom Brady, which was the fact that he was broken at Michigan and almost went undrafted and had to figure out a way to rebuild himself. And, like, when I went to Elite 11, there was someone there who's a longtime observer of like all of this elite, you know, all of these quarterback camps and training and showcases. And he was like, we're basically breeding little a-holes. And it's true.
Yeah.
And the thing on top of it all is that, like, you know, I was talking to Steve Young about it for the book. It's like, these things are so cool, and I would have loved to do it. I would have loved to be part of all these camps when I was growing up. But does it make you any closer to being the guy, to being one of four first ballot Hall of Famers? No, not at all.
Where can people get the book, Seth? What's the best way?
Oh, man. So it comes out September 9th, right in time for football season, and you can get it anywhere you buy books, from Amazon to your local independent bookstore, which, of course, we love supporting.
I absolutely do. All right. I have questions about quarterbacks. Do we have one here in Pittsburgh who can still play the game at a high level, in your opinion?
I think he can. I'm bullish on Aaron Rodgers. I think that he's not who he was 5 years ago, obviously, but I think that when you get a great quarterback, a future Hall of Famer with a chip on their shoulder, I think that's a really good place to be in. And I think that it helps that he's walking into a situation in Pittsburgh that, like, look, it's come under some scrutiny because the Tomlin era has been fantastically successful by any measure, and yet it seems to have plateaued at, like, making the playoffs and then getting out, which is kind of a strange place to be in. But, like, there's a program in place. He doesn't have to come in like he was with the Jets and kind of figure out a way to, teach the game to people or be the program himself. I think that, like, he's coming in and being a cog in a machine, and he knows that even though he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, people are wondering if he still has it in a way that they didn't when he went to the Jets. And I think that's a good place if you're a Pittsburgh fan to be in.
Well, regardless of how he plays, there's an idea out there and they're putting all kinds of resources toward this. It would appear that the draft is in Pittsburgh next year. It would appear that they're going to go all in on a quarterback, drafting one next year. So I don't know how up you are on next year's draft class, but if Arch Manning is there, is he absolutely the best prospect? And who's right after him, in your opinion?
I mean, I have no idea. That's so difficult. I don't think that Arch Manning will declare unless somehow that he wins a Heisman Trophy and a national championship. And even then, I'm not so sure. But, like, you know, we just got to let this stuff play out. I mean, like, Arch Manning has yet to make a real impact in college football. And yet, he's one of the characters in my book. I mean, I write about in eighth grade when he was playing in a spring game for Isidore Newman High, and he did an audible, just like Uncle Peyton. You know, he did a little hand signal and signaled a slant route into a go route, and it ended up being a touchdown. And it was like, he was 14 years old at the time, and the hype took off like a rocket from then. Mm. And it's only continued. And so it's kind of interesting to, like, look at him as a case study, what it's like doing this uniquely American job with that level of fame and expectation and hype. Yeah. Even so, he still has to play. I mean, that's the thing. It really means nothing if, you know, until you play. And there's a lot of football to be played between now and, you know, the end of college football season, and a lot of analysis to be done between now and the draft. So I have no clue on that stuff.
There's so many different facets that we could talk about with quarterbacks too. And I think one of them at least from the reviews I read that you touch on, is some of it is blind luck of where you wind up. And I often wonder about guys like Arch's grandfather, Archie Manning. He wound up with a joke of an organization, expansion team with the Saints, a guy like David Carr. Then there's a guy like Ben who walked into a beautiful situation here in Pittsburgh where he could be brought along slowly. You wrote about Caleb Williams and his father's concerns about landing with the Bears. A lot of this is luck of the draw, is it not?
Context matters. It really does. Like, we like to think it doesn't, but look at Aaron Rodgers. I mean, like, the Jets have been so bad at drafting and developing quarterbacks, and even you have someone like Aaron Rodgers who comes in, and, you know, he can't overcome an organization in that much chaos and a place that poorly run. I mean, it has a huge, huge factor in determining a quarterback's success. And there is a reason why John and Jack Elway did what they did, why Archie and Eli Manning did what they did, and why Carl and Caleb Williams considered doing the same thing. And that's because, going to a solid organization, going to being coached by someone who's an innovative offensive mind, and there are very few of those guys, or at least someone like Mike Tomlin, who who knows, who has a program. You know, that stuff is rare and it matters so much. And you are absolutely correct, because there are so many. One of the things I think is really fascinating, I don't write about this in the book, but I think about it a lot, is that like there's an entire quarterback economy in the NFL nowadays of guys like Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield and Geno Smith, guys who came in to really bad situations, weren't able to overcome them, understandably, and then took a year, kind of found a good situation to learn from. And then when they get their next chance, it's like everything has slowed down and it kind of clicks for them. And they're able to, they may not be future Hall of Famers, but they're really good NFL players. And that to me is, that says it all. And that explains why where you get drafted, which is something that you have no agency really over at all, why that matters.
Right. I guess unless, as you pointed out, you're Elway or Eli Manning, it has at least crossed my mind that if you're the people who are influencing Arch Manning and you know that the Steelers are angling for a quarterback next year, and I know that Archie said, well, he's staying in college. Well, that can change. Would they try to angle for a solid organization and try to let it be known, yeah, we're not going here, we'd rather go there? I at least wonder about that. You know what I mean? Am I crazy for wondering if they could angle for a better organization and if they might see the Steelers as that and needing a quarterback?
Maybe. I mean, I think that, like, you know, it can you stomach it? If you go back on YouTube, watch John Elway's press conference that he gave with his dad the night of the draft, when after telling Baltimore to not pick him, they picked him anyway. I mean, it is a piece of entertainment that if you think, you can't watch it without thinking how awful this would go over nowadays. I mean, Elway comes off like a toothy, preening jerk, and so does his dad. And he kind of knows it. You can watch Elway in the moment where, you know, he's kind of saying these jokes about the Colts, and he knows it isn't going over well. And he knows that this is going to come back to haunt him. I mean, do you have the stomach to do that? And do you have the talent to do it? And I think that there's, you know, those are two very distinct questions. But sure, I don't think it's the last time we're going to see it. I mean, at the end of the day, Caleb Williams was the one driving, you know, his bus. Mm. He strongly considered all of those questions and, you know, decided that he wanted to try to make it work for the Bears. And even though his rookie year was, you know, rookie years for quarterbacks are about survival, but even though he had a lot of growing pains and the entire coaching staff got blown out, all of his fears and his dad's fears ended up coming true. They got what they wanted. It took a year, but they got what they wanted, which is like a smart head coach who knows offense, and his fate is tied to the fate of the quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Exactly. Two more questions for ESPN senior writer Seth Wickersham. And this book sounds fascinating. American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. Be out the first week of September. And they're both related to things you've written in the past, and they're both related to the Patriots. Seth, you wrote a book. You wrote a book about that dynasty, which was spectacular, I might add. How do you think Belichick fares at North Carolina?
I think he's going to do really well. Like, I here I am, the guy who's bullish on Rodgers and bullish on Belichick. I mean, I think he's going to slap around people like Dabo Sweeney, and their offenses. So I think it's going to be a fascinating challenge. Now, does it mean that they're going to be a national champion contender? Like, I don't think so. I think that, like, I think it's harder in college to make up the disparity in talent, but I think coaching can go a long ways. And I am so excited to see the things he does, especially on the offensive or the defensive side of the ball. I mean, again, like we were saying, I mean, like, college offenses, college quarterbacks put up these huge numbers that have zero predictive value for the NFL because they figured out a way to exploit the space on a college football field that you can't do in the NFL. And I think that he thrives on challenges like that, especially as a defensive mind. And I'm really excited to see, you know, him throttle some of these offenses.
Me too. I can't wait to watch it. Last question is a story you did with Don Van Natta a while ago on Spygate, the best story that came out. It was on ESPN.com. I don't know. This was probably 10 years ago now, something like that. And I want to bring up a paragraph. I do a segment each week with Chris Hoke, a former Steelers nose tackle. Mm-hmm. And it's not hard to find former Steelers and former Steelers coaches like Hoke who will think that they were robbed by the Patriots. A paragraph from your story went like this. Some of the Steelers' defensive coaches remain convinced that a deep touchdown pass from Brady to Deion Branch in the 05 AFC Championship game came from stolen signals because Pittsburgh hadn't changed its signals all year, sources say. And the two teams had played a game in the regular season that Matt Walsh, who was that, you know, the Patriots guy, told investigators he believes was taped. And then, quote, they knew the signals, so they knew when it went in and what the coverage was and how to attack it, says a former Steelers coach. I've had a couple guys on my teams from New England, and they've told me those things. So where are we left in Pittsburgh here, in your opinion, Seth? Are these guys justified in believing that they were ripped off?
Yes, and they should have changed the signals.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what happened to Michigan today. I mean, look at this penalty against Michigan today for sign stealing. It matters. Like, you know, like having seconds matter in football, microseconds matter in football, as you know. And I mean, if you have a pretty good idea of where the ball is headed, that is a huge advantage. Anticipation is everything. And yes, it helped New England. I mean, they did it for a reason. They got several warnings from the NFL to stop doing it, and they did it for a reason. But also, the Steelers should have changed the signals.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the league knew. The league had sent out warnings. I mean, people knew around the league that the Patriots were doing this. And, you know, at some point, if you do business as business is being done, and if the Patriots are dressing up someone incognito on the sideline and recording signals so that they can, in the second half, make better adjustments than everybody else, it's on the Steelers to switch it up.
I hear that for sure. Your story, though, prior to that, for all those years, it had been a very nebulous thing, like spy. How did they really use it? When did they use it? Your story was the first story I saw that put Spygate, the cheating, the stolen signals, to a specific play, Brady to Deion Branch in that AFC title game. It was a pretty powerful piece.
Yeah, and I mean, they did it when they beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh during the 2001 season. I mean, the Patriots, the genius of the Patriots and of Bill Belichick is that, like, you know, they weren't one of those teams that was built to blow out everybody by, you know, 20 points and then spend 4 years rebuilding. I mean, they were adaptable, they were interchangeable, and they were built to win the seven or so plays a game that determine, you know, the outcome. And the margins were very, very small. I mean, remember that 2001 AFC Championship game? You know, they returned a punt for a touchdown. I mean, that was the difference in the game. And so these are incredibly, incredibly small margins that the Patriots knew how to exploit, you know, better than, you know, any franchise that we've ever seen and may ever see.
Is it a blight on Belichick's legacy?
I think so, but I also think that it's a blight that he's overcome. I mean, you know, he's the greatest football coach of the Super Bowl era, but coaches never know how the game's going to go. And, you know, I have, in my book, Mike Shanahan was talking to me on the record about how he wished he had thought to cheat as much as the Patriots did. Because right. Nobody, what's the league going to do? Like, they're going to fine you. Big deal. You know, it's like you get the ring. I mean, you get the championship. That's what matters. And that's how a lot of these very elite coaching minds thought at the time. And, you know, so as smart as Bill Belichick was, he still didn't know how the game was going to go. And he looked for every advantage he could. And if it fell into that gray area or even crossed the line at times, I think there was a period of time where they were willing to do that. I don't think that they did it throughout. Deflategate, I think, was clearly they were breaking the rules, but I don't think it was an organizational thing. I think that it was mostly Brady and the ball boys who, you know, it was a different situation. But, yep. You know, Patriots are interesting. I mean, you know, they're a great dynasty that spanned 20 years, and they also lost 3 first-round draft picks due to penalties.
Right. Well, you can read all about that in an earlier book from Seth Wickersham, and his latest one, American Kings, a biography of the quarterback, will be out first week of September. Seth, thanks for taking all that time at the last moment. I really appreciate it. That was great.
Great to talk to you, man.
All right. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.